This is IGN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Coming up, Wave 2 of Xbox's April Game Pass lineup has been announced. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, we finally know who will be voicing Shadow in the upcoming Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and it's reportedly a big name, Keanu Reeves. The news comes from a THR report, which says multiple sources have confirmed the casting to the outlet. IGN has reached out to Paramount Pictures and Reeves' reps for comment. As news has slowly trickled out about the upcoming sequel, the question of who would be playing Shadow the Hedgehog has easily been one of the biggest ones. And fittingly, the reveal comes just a few days after Sega dubbed 2024 Fearless Year of Shadow in anticipation of Sonic X Shadow Generations, in addition to Sonic the Hedgehog 3. It's another big franchise for John Wick's Reeves, as well as yet another video game connection for the actor who played Johnny Silverhand in Cyberpunk 2077. Funny enough, his Sonic co-star Idris Elba starred in Cyberpunk 2077 expansion Phantom Liberty. Reeves has been dabbling more in voice work in recent years too, having voiced Batman in 2022's DC League of Super Pets and Duke Kaboom in Toy Story 4. Up next, we already reported on how the PC and console Fallout games have received a shot in the arm following the success of the Fallout TV show. Now it's the turn of mobile game Fallout Shelter. Fallout Shelter, a free-to-play base-building and people-management sim set within the post-apocalyptic Fallout world, has seen its daily revenue skyrocket from an average of $20,000 to $80,000, mobile analysis firm Sensor Tower said, as reported by GamesIndustry.biz. Downloads of the game have more than doubled around the launch of the Prime Video show, the data also revealed, from around 20,000 to over 60,000 within 3 days. Sensor Tower's data governs the mobile version of Fallout Shelter, but other versions of the game have seen an increase in players too. SteamDB reveals a 24-hour concurrence peak of 5,713, when pre-TV show Fallout Shelter would average a figure in the mid-1,000s. SteamDB reported that Bethesda's Fallout games had more than doubled their concurrent players on Steam with the release of the Fallout TV series. And Mortal Kombat 1's upcoming DLC character Ermac has a brand new brutality that veteran Mortal Kombat fans have recognized as being inspired by a nearly 30-year-old fatality. During a live stream held to show off the soul-obsessed ninja's new telekinetic moves for Mortal Kombat 1, developer NetherRealm revealed Ermac's new brutality, a telekinetic slam that sees his hapless opponent, Reptile in this case, repeatedly slammed into the ground until the only thing left to do is explode in a shower of gore. In Mortal Kombat, brutalities are special match enders that are performed with special input commands. They're not as flashy as Mortal Kombat's iconic fatalities, but some players prefer them. Veteran Mortal Kombat players instantly recognized Ermac's new brutality as being ripped straight from 1995's Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, in which Ermac made his debut alongside his telekinetic slam fatality. So, with Ermac's entry into Mortal Kombat 1, NetherRealm is recreating a near 30-year-old fatality in brutality form. Check out a comparison clip at IGN.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Microsoft has announced the second wave of games coming to Game Pass in April 2024. Let's not waste any time and get right to the list. Out now is Slow Bros' narrative game Harold Halibut. Our IGN Harold Halibut review returned an 8 out of 10. We called it a wholesome, handcrafted adventure with plenty of heart. also out now, Robot Entertainment's Oryx Must Die 3 hits Game Pass. Oryx Must Die 3 got a 7 out of 10 in our review, and we said it was very familiar to players of the second game, but still a fun and goofy action-slash-tower defense challenge. On April 18th, EA Sports NHL 24 for console launches on Game Pass Ultimate via EA Play, just in time for the Stanley Cup playoffs. NHL 24's new gameplay features reinvigorate the on-ice action, but its collection of unimproved game modes has grown increasingly boring with each passing year, we said in our review. Next, Ayudin Chronicle 100 Heroes for Cloud, Console, and PC hits Game Pass as a day one launch on April 23rd. Rabbit and Bear's grand JRPG is set in a handcrafted 2.5D world and lets you assemble a six-party team from a cast of over 100 heroes. Another Game Pass Day 1 launch is Another Crab's Treasure, out on April 25th. Agro Crab Games' Souls-like adventure is set in a crumbling underwater world. You play Krill the Hermit Crab. April 26th sees the launch of Slavic Magic's Manor Lords, a Game Pass preview, as a Day 1 Game Pass release. Manor Lords is a medieval strategy game featuring in-depth city building, large-scale tactical battles, and complex economic and social simulations. It's the top wish list game on Steam, ahead of the likes of Hades 2 and Hollow Knight Silksong. And finally, rounding out this month is Magic Design Studios' Have a Nice Death for Cloud, Console, and PC, which hits Game Pass on April 30th. IGN gave Have a Nice Death an 8 out of 10 in our review. Have a Nice Death is a punishing but satisfying roguelite with some extremely tough boss fights, but it could be a bit less stingy with long-term progression. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.